With your Posey County Radio News, I'm David Hurdle reporting. Your forecast for today calling for sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. You can expect winds from 5 to 10 miles an hour throughout the day. And tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Full detailed forecast coming up after the news at Posey County Radio. The town of Cynthiana is applying for $700,000 in grant funds from the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs. The grant money is being requested to work on improvements in the town's water distribution system, including new pipes, valves, hydrants, and updates to the town's water tower. As part of the request, a survey has been created in which the collected information will be included in the grant request. The survey includes 8 questions in which they would like the citizens to fill out. Most of the questions are yes-no questions, and they ask the residents to participate in the survey as soon as possible. You can find the link on the Town of Cynthiana Facebook page or on our Facebook page, Posey County Radio on Facebook as well. On Friday, the Posey County Sheriff's Office welcomed 3 deputies back from the graduations of the Indiana Law Enforcement Academy. The officers include Deputies Rogers, Webb, and Grovesner. All 3 men spent 16 weeks learning the basics of law enforcement, and their field training will begin today for all 3 deputies. The Posey County Fair Association and officials with Country Mark announced plans to build a new expo pavilion. The Posey County Fair Association Long-Term Planning Committee began the discussion of a new building in 2021. With a Country Mark donation of up to $1 million in place, the association has begun sketching out plans for the new Country Mark Expo Pavilion, which they intend to unveil at this year's Posey County Fair. The Country Mark Expo Pavilion will replace the cattle, horse, sheep, and goat buildings, which were constructed between the years of 1960 and 1970. The Indiana State Police are participating in the National Drug DEA Take Back Day that will be taking place this coming Saturday in Evansville. It is the 26th nationwide annual prescription take back initiative, and the goal is to prevent prescription drug abuse and theft through the means of proper disposal of unused drugs. The Indiana State Police invite the public to bring any unused drugs to their posts at 19411 Highway 41 North on Saturday. The hours are between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. And New Life Rescue and Adoption has teamed up with McKim's IGA for a Rib Fest coming up this Friday, the 26th. Pickup times will be between 3 and 6 on Friday. If you'd like to pre-order ribs, you can do so by contacting New Life Rescue and Adoption, the phone number 812-838-3211, or email info@newliferescues.org. Turning to high school sports, the Mount Vernon baseball team pulled off an exciting win on Friday as they took on the Boonville Pioneers. Mount Vernon struck first with 1 run in the bottom of the 4th inning. Boonville answered back in the top of the 5th inning to tie the game up at 1 run apiece. The game went into extra innings as the Wildcats put up a solo run in the bottom of the 10th inning to take the walk-off win. Final in that game, 2-1, off a Josh Shoemate RBI. The Wildcats sit 5-6 on the season and 2-4 in the PAC. Mount Vernon will play Vincennes Reveille tonight at 6:30. You can catch that game on 106.7 WMVI and MountVernonRadio.com with Riley Angel on the call. On Saturday, the North Posey Vikings baseball team pulled off a confident win over Vincennes Lincoln at home. The Vikings got the bats going early and put up 1 run in the bottom of the 1st inning, 3 in the 2nd, 4 in the 3rd, and 3 more in the 6th. Final score in that game was 11-1 in favor of the Vikings, and the Vikings will take on Evansville Christian tonight. Game time is 5 o'clock at Bossy Field. You can catch that game on 98.9 WPIW or online at NorthPoseyRadio.com, and Chris Moreland will have the call. In softball over the weekend, the Mount Vernon Wildcats fell to the Southridge Raiders on the road. The Wildcats showed the ability to score in all but the 2nd inning, while the Raiders did all of their scoring in the bottom of the 4th and 6th. The final in that game was 12-8 in favor of Southridge. The loss puts the Wildcats at 4-1 in the PAC, which is tied with Boonville and Gibson Southern for the most wins in the PAC at this time. The Wildcats will play a non-conference game tonight at home at 4:30. They will be taking on the Carbine White County Bulldogs at home. And the North Posey softball team had a very busy weekend. On Friday, the Vikings struggled to get the bats going in defense as well against the Central Bears. The Central Bears put up 3 runs on the Vikings in the top of the 1st inning and 3 more in the top of the 4th. North Posey was unable to answer back until the bottom of the 4th inning, then shutting Central down in the remainder of the game and scored the winning run in the bottom of the 7th for a 7-6 win. Play continued for the Vikings on Saturday at the Sullivan Invitational Tournament. In their first game, they took on Shaq Mack and won that game 11-0, with Addie Fullett pitching a shutout with 7 strikeouts in the game. In the championship game against Sullivan, scoring for both teams started late in the game. Sullivan scored 2 runs in the 4th, North Posey 2 in the 5th, and Sullivan 4 runs in the 6th, which the Vikings could not recover from. The final for that game was 6-2 in favor of Sullivan. The Lady Vikings are at Heritage Hills tonight for a PAC conference matchup. That game is scheduled for 5 o'clock. Keep up with local news here on Posey County Radio, where you can find our news online at our website, PoseyCountyRadio.com. If you have any news tips, email them to us to news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm David Hurdle reporting, and your weather forecast is next.